I'm WUWM's Eddie Morales. A new state historical marker in Milwaukee honors the city's Chinese laundry era. Wing Wao became the city's first Chinese laundry in 1874. For over 100 years, until the rise of home washers and dryers, dozens of Chinese laundries were opened here. The new historical marker sits outside the YWCA on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. That's where Fred Moy Laundry operated from 1940 to 1976. The marker is one of eight that the state has been installing to better recognize the heritage of diverse groups in Milwaukee County. Moy's granddaughter, Anna Wong, attended a recent unveiling of the marker commemorating the Chinese laundry era. I asked her, given the current state of political discourse around immigration, does that have an impact on the significance of this marker and the historical marker project in general?
Initially, we didn't think about that, but now with the climate, like you mentioned, of course, the immigration stories, it does bring to light how it comes into play. And I think people forget what's the best about immigration, actually, that we come together, we work hard, and you create a life for you, your family. And I think that's what America is about.
The marker explains that a Chinese laundry in Milwaukee was burned down during the 1889 anti-Chinese riot. It says that laundries provided a pathway for Chinese families to succeed in America amid racial tensions and job scarcity. Wong's family used to live above Fred Moy Laundry. A parking lot is now where her garage and backyard used to be. She describes her experiences growing up during the 60s and 70s.
We were talking about invisibility and also about being able to be heard and seen. I must mention that I think we just blended in during those years, and I felt like we just had to fit in. And then nowadays, I think it's embrace that you are who you are. You have to embrace your own roots. And I think it's very touching to me when I see even older generations being able to talk about their past. And I think those stories have to be heard. And I think the more stories we hear, the more we connect, the more we can empathize, the more we can put a face to these struggles or obstacles that people had to face to be where they are today.
Next spring, a new marker will be installed at Forest Home Cemetery to recognize the tradition of Chinese tomb sweeping. Eddie Morales, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.